Feels like I haven't done. Oh, I guess I should have probably checked before I start to before I literally hit record. But I'm going to check now. See how long, like when was the last time I uploaded a podcast episode? But I wait. Let me check right now. The last time I uploaded an episode was earlier this year, February 26th, and I don't remember if like that was. I know. Let me check. And it's July now, and it's like the ending of the month. But February 26th. Oh yeah, it was a Wednesday. So I probably recorded. It has been long. Not even probably. It has been longer since I like recorded something. So I know this is a massive roundup. It's been like almost a year since I've recorded anything, and I feel like I've been like I'm like out of practice in a sense. I feel like I've just been like out of practice because I haven't done it for like months, you know? And it's like I know what I want to talk about. Yeah, at the same time, it doesn't feel like it feels like I don't know what I want to talk about too, even though like it wasn't, even though I've had like, okay, yeah, this is what I want to talk about in my head. Like in my head, I'm like, okay, this is what I want to talk about. This is a general idea that I want to say. Yet now that like I'm sitting here recording this, it's like, like in a sense, like, oh, what do I say now? You know? So I guess to this is like, I don't know. I guess it's like failed. Hope. I don't know. I was gonna say, I guess this will be like filled with updates, this episode, but I don't know if it is gonna be like, oh, all these updates that I have, like that I'm sharing this episode, you know? Because in the past, I've been thinking like before I record an episode, I'm like, okay, I have this, that, the third that I want to say. Oh, like, yeah, it's like a lot of stuff I want to talk about, you know? But then when I actually sit down and talk, I'm like speeding through what I wanted to talk about, and then the episode is like 10 seconds long. But then there are other times where I think, like, oh, yeah, it's just this, that, the third, like, it's just 3 points. But then those 3 points end up taking like 3 hours to record, and then it ends up, you know, like the example, it ends up being a longer episode. So I don't know where this will land. And I was thinking, so it could be this episode, I could be recording this in like 2 days, like 2 different days today, and I'm thinking tomorrow, really. But you know, I don't know, because that part of me is like, okay, I just want to like crank it out, you know, not like rush or anything. I'm like, oh, Christine, I'm already sitting here like recording this episode. It's like, well, might as well just record everything now, right? And if I have more to say, then like if I have more to say like tomorrow, then that could potentially just be a whole new episode, you know? And I feel like I think this is gonna be the first episode of this like rebrand. Impromptu, I decided this is gonna be a rebrand, because I was thinking, cause the like previous podcast I had, I have this like whole new, well, it isn't like a whole new idea like that, but it's like at the same time a whole new, it's a whole. No idea. It's a rebrand. I haven't even like done like the new podcast cover art to like change the name or anything, but I'm thinking this episode, this podcast is gonna be called Who Said I'm Qualified. So I feel like that's like a nice like play on words. Is play on words the right thing, the right name for it? I think nice play on words. This is I'm thinking that this is going to be specifically catered or more focused around my writing, because well, that's one of the things I do. I'm a writer. I write poetry, short stories and novels. Though with the novels part, it's like more kind of like recent. Like I haven't like always been well, I guess I quote unquote always been like writing novels, but they've been like not very good slash like not actual novels. They've been like either like really long short stories or like novellas, and they were bad. And didn't have any story arc or anything, so I'm like, I would not want to be, like, it's kind of like hard in a sense to classify those as novels, the ones that were written in the past. So I feel like I was going more, like, gonna say more on that there, but this is really bringing back kind of like memories when, like, even though it wasn't that long ago, bringing back memories as to, like, how, like, sitting here just, like, recording, bringing back, like, I guess it is old time, but, like, not, like, oh, way back in my day sort of thing, you know? It's only been, like, the beginning of the year, which that is something I can't believe, that, like, it's already July, the end of July. Oh, well, basically the end of July. But it's like now, like, the end of July, we're like almost in the 8th month of the year. It feels like the year has just started. It feels like last year was just the other day, and I'm like, I still can't believe we're in the year 2025. It feels like 2024 has been literally just the other day, so I'm like, whoa, can't believe we're in a whole new year. But yeah, this, I'm thinking with this will be the first episode of this, like, rebrand with a new name. The previous name was The Spray Can. So yeah, like, so the new title I'm thinking will be Who's Sam Qualified. I'm like 99% sure that it's gonna stick, because I've been thinking about, like, this title. I really like this title. I've been thinking about it with, like, oh, it should be a podcast, should it be a blog, like, what should it be, you know? And it's not like if too with, because I've decided this, that I want this to be a podcast, literally, like, right before I started recording this. Well, maybe not literally right before, but, like, right before I started recording this, I was thinking, yep, I want this to be a podcast. And the thing is, it's not like if, like, it has to be, like, only a podcast. Like, if I want that, I can have it be a blog, like, a website too, you know? And that's what I do with the Spray Can. I guess, in a sense, this is still, anyways, that's what I do with, like, the Spray Can, with how it was, like, a website and a podcast. From what I remember, the podcast came first and then the website. So, yeah, I guess you could say I like podcasting. I like how, compared to, like, audio, voice acting, or, like, I also like reading my poems too. That's, yeah, like I said, I like reading my poems. I like with podcasting, with, like, when I'm, like, talking about, like, what I'm doing, specifically with, like, my writing, or, like, whatever else, right? I like how when I have a script, it's, like, I can just tie it, like, just those, like, talking points, you know? I don't have to, like, it's not like a script, like, it's not like I have to read it word for word, which is, like, I don't think I'll be an audiobook actor, I have in the past thought about it, though. I have thought about becoming an audiobook, and not like being like in that sense, but read my own voice act my own novels when they come out, Lord willing, short story collections and like my poems and stuff. Even though I do like doing reading my spoken word or reading my poems, I don't think I, as, like, a profession, I don't think I would want to do that as a profession, you know? So, yeah, I think I'm not completely set with, like, this podcast, with, like, what I know I want to talk about with, like, my writing, like, what's going on in that there. Like, yeah, I don't even know. With, at the same time, I want this to be, like, an introduction episode, I guess a reintroduction episode, and I have, like, an idea of what this just popped. This just, I guess you could say, this just came to me, how I was thinking that maybe, like, with the podcast episodes, like, I can combine, like, with, because, like, the novel that I'm working on now is a romance novel. It's told in the middle, main character and the female main character, points of view, right? And the chapter title is like title something like funny, right? Even the title of this book, I would say it's comedic, right? But like the contents of, like, even though there are like lighthearted moments in the book, there are also like a lot of, like, I would think heavier moments. So like it kind of contrasts like the like light tone of the title and like the chapters, at least some of the chapter titles, I mean, it like kind of contrasts that. But my point is that I was thinking, like, in combining with like my writing aspect in terms of that there, with like having, in a way, having the podcast episode titles, to have the episode titles as like kind of like some comedic thing, like titling it, like, rather than, let's say, like episode one, the introduction, or just naming it episode one or something like that, to name it like maybe chapter one, the reckoning, or something, I don't know. But that, I don't know if that was a good example, but like to do something like that there. So that's what I was thinking. I guess by the time y'all would be hearing it, y'all would see with the title of that there. A thing I don't like about podcasting, though, is that, like, I edit my own episodes. It's just listening. I think a lot of people have that with listening back to their own voice. I've gotten better at it since I started podcasting, but I still don't like listening to the sound of my own voice. And then, like, audio editing can take a minute to edit. So I'm like, I don't want to be hearing the sound of my own voice. Like I already heard myself once recording this, you know. I don't want to hear myself again, like, actually, like, in the recording. So, but, like, it's not like if I, like, rush through or, like, speed through the editing because I want to, like, get it over with, you know. I do it, I edit it to the best of my abilities. I just don't like hearing the sound of my own voice. But, you know, I guess that's like the name of the game, you know. Seeing that I have this podcast, seeing that I've been podcasting, I have announced on my Instagram, I need to get better at posting frequently on my Instagram, because this was, I posted this post announcing my third poetry collection. It's called Bandages and Bullet Wounds. So I'm excited about that there. Because I have another poetry collection too that I, I can't say I'm in the process of working on, because, like, I guess I've shelved this other poetry collection. I'm at, like, announcing two anyways, because with this other poetry collection, no, yeah, these two ones were ones I wrote last year. Yeah, 2024, it was. Or was it? It could have been 2023. Now I can't remember. It was either in 2023 or last year in 2024 where I wrote these two poetry collections, but specifically Bandages and Bullet Wounds. I wrote it either, like, the first draft, either last year or the year before, and, like, I haven't touched that this since, like, I picked it up, whatever I picked it up, you know? And it's going to be the same with this other poetry collection I'm working on. Even the short story, even the short story collection I'm working on, that, like, the name of it, and the fact that it was a short story collection, I had it for, like, because it started out as, like, something for, like, one of my classes I took. And it started out as, like, a project. And that was, I think, in 2023, I think it was. And it has gone through, like, massive changes since then. And I'm working on that there, too. And I'm working on a novel. But I've announced, I haven't, like, released the cover for Bandages and Bullet Wounds yet or anything. I am excited for you guys to read this collection, though. And I haven't, like, written any, like, poems recently. I need to get back because I've been the whole year, the whole this year, I've been focusing on one book, which is my drafting. I mean, because I have been working on my poetry collection, Bandages and Bullet Wounds. So I guess it's not like if I haven't been like writing any poems or anything, because I've been editing the poems in that collection. So and like with a lot with the poems there, because I like to think I've grown, I've become a better like all around like writer in general and a better poet. So like the poems from had to have gone like have gone through like this kind of sounds dramatic like massive revisions to add in more depth, to add in more emotion. I haven't since finishing that other poetry collection though, I haven't written any poems, like any fresh off the press new poems. So I want to, because I recently been getting like more ideas for like novels, and I want to like write those novels and short stories. But I do I have like a list on my phone with names for like poetry collections and like book like overall like books and like short stories and stuff like that. And because I don't know though with like my next poetry collection, like I don't know with what I would like what that collection would focus on, and like if it's if it would like suit a poem, or if it's or if I should see with like a short story collection, or if it would suit a short story collection. I have like so many like ideas. Like I have like I have lists of like book ideas, specifically like for novels, like for longer length stories, and then for short stories, and then like names of like characters and everything. The only quote-unquote problem is the fact that I want to work on all those different things at the same time, and I'm not someone who like can write. I found that for me, I'm someone who can like I can work on like two things like simultaneously, but it would have to be like one would have to be in the editing stages, and then the other would have to be on in the like drafting stage. So like if I'm, for example, editing a short story collection, like I can like, let's say the short story collection is in further production or like it's close to being done, right? I spend most of my day editing that short story collection, and then like at the end of the day, or if I'm like really tired from editing that short story collection and it's like earlier in the day, then I switch to like drafting whatever book I'm drafting at the time. But I can't be writing like two drafts at the same time. I tried doing that. I tried drafting this romance book that I'm working on and this other short story collection. I tried doing that then, and I quickly just start on like switch to only work like writing that one, writing this novel. So like, but I realized that like, yeah, I can write a novel, like I can write a project, and I can edit a project like simultaneously or whatever, you know. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've been going on in a sense a tangent with that. Like I guess in a sense that is like the point of a podcast, is to be talking. I'm like, oh yeah, I've been talking for so much. And it's like the whole point of a podcast. And I find it, even though like I find it that it can be hard sometimes with like, even though I like podcasting, it can be hard with like, because like it's essentially I'm just talking to myself, or like I'm just talking out loud, you know, because I'm just here talking to a microphone. Like I'm not complaining or anything, right? Like if I didn't like doing podcasting, I won't be doing it, or like if I was like, got like tired of doing it, or like if whatever, which I guess it are part reasons why I'm like, I took that like long break, and like part of the reason why I'm like, I want this like rebrand. Because like another thing, like I like doing it, like podcasting, yet I find it hard coming up with like ideas, like for example, like every week with like what I want to, like what to talk about without getting repetitive, or like without getting too repetitive with like what I'm saying, you know? Because like I don't want that, like let's say like last week I talk about dogs for most of the episode. I don't want my favorite breed is like this breed of dog or whatever, right? Then I don't want to go next week, like the following week, talk about like the same exact thing, which I guess I kind of explained that the same exact way, you know, but I hope you get my point. That's like a thing, that's like a hard thing in a sense too, because like especially if I want these episodes to be like an hour long, right, then it's like, okay, I have like all this time to talk about, and like it's like an hour straight too, which is like, I don't want this. I hope this isn't sounding like if I'm like complaining or anything, because I'm like, I have like, and I do like podcasting. It's hard when it's like not like, because I like having like a solo podcast too. If I didn't, I won't have having a solo podcast. Wait, what was I saying? Like, that's a hard thing too, because it's not like if I'm like bouncing off like another person, or like it's not like if that, you know, that other person has like a whole life, like things that person wants to share too, and then obviously there are things that I would want to share too. So compared to having like maybe like a co-host, right, then it's like, oh yeah, you have that person to bounce ideas off of and like to have a conversation and everything, right? But with me, myself, and I, it's like bouncing off of myself. I'm only hearing my voice talk, talk. But I still like doing it. Like, I feel like I keep saying that there. I still like doing it. I haven't even done the podcast cover or anything. I think I mentioned it earlier. I didn't have a podcast cover. I didn't, like, do anything to, like, restart this or anything. I could very well wake up the following day, Lord willing. I could very well wake up tomorrow, Lord willing, and be like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore, you know? I mean, I hope not, but, like, at the same time, it's good. Like, because I have been, like, thinking about it for, like, a minute, right? With, like, if I should start back up this podcasting thing, because it does take, like, a large portion of my time, yet at the same time, I do have time to do it, right? Yeah, it's that, like, I don't think dichotomy is the right word, but it's that, like, or, like, I don't think either duality or for a writer, actually, I can't come up with these words, but, it's that, like, thing where it's, like, okay, like, I want to spend all my time writing and, like, stuff relating to my writing, like, the editing and, like, all that there, right? I want to spend, like, all my time doing that there, right? Yeah, at the same time, I want to do podcasting, and podcasting also takes up a good part. Like, podcasting and writing, I feel like those two could both be, like, full-time jobs, like, separate full-time jobs. So, three, but then again, the recording itself takes like less time, because even if I'm spending an hour recording, like less than an hour a week recording these episodes, if I'm recording like one episode that day, it takes me an hour, and then editing, let's say it takes me, I would say minimally an hour to do the editing too. So that's already 2 hours. And I know 2 hours may not seem like a lot or anything. Like, I even now, like, saying it out loud, I'm like, okay, like, if I'm just talking about recording and just talking about editing, I have, let's say I have like 8 hours for working, right? So yeah, as I was saying, let's say I have 8 hours in the workday to do like my writing. I'm just talking about like work, and I'm not talking about like what, like my personal life or anything. Let's say I have 8 hours to do, and that isn't counting the lunch. So let's say, I guess I should say, let's say I have 7 hours to do everything, right? I take an hour, 6, 5 hours. That's like 5 hours left, and let's say an hour for editing, an hour for planning. That's like 4 hours. Because, yeah, I start off with 7, because I would, because the full 8 hours includes, let's say, the lunch break. So then 7, 6, 5. Yeah, planning, recording, editing, 7, 6, 5. Let's say I have like 4 hours then to do like my writing. So then it's like, okay, because I'm like thinking, like actually like saying these things, like, okay, I have this hour, that hour, I have so much more time to do my writing. And that's just like, I assume, like, that's just, like, taking, like, okay, if I'm working 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, right? And that's the thing, too. That's another thing, too. It only, quote-unquote, only takes, like, and let's say 3 hours that week. That's, like, yeah, that's a part-time job, right? So, it's, like, I have, in a sense, like, a part-time job and, like, a full-time job in that sense, right? So, it's, like, saying it out loud and like, I guess, allocating that time, or not like allocating, but maybe just like planning. Maybe that's just why I need to plan these things better, you know. And like, to see, that's another thing, to see like with the schedule, like with my schedule for like how I would want to schedule these out, like, do I, because I do enjoy having like an hour long podcast, right? And at least with another thing is that, like, I would cut out like all the like pauses and and maybe less so with the but like I would cut out like all the pauses, right? And like listen, which did help with the editing, which did help like make the editing. Sorry, I thought my recording platform crashed for a second, because it would, like, using Audacity. I like using Audacity for myself. I think it's just, anyways, massively lagging, and it makes me think that, like, I want to crash. I guess, wait, once. I would like to think that I have it fixed now, but I don't. I don't know. Apparently I don't, because now it's just lagging, but it kind of fixed itself. But anyways, oh yeah. So with like the editing, I would like cut out like all my pauses, right? And I think I was saying that, like, at least in Audacity, in Audacity, that there is a thing where you can automatically like do that, which does help with like with the editing, like in terms of like how fast of editing, it does shave down sometime. Yeah, I was thinking like before like I started recording this episode, like I guess not too long ago, I'm almost at 30 minutes with, like, recording this. So I don't know if you would consider that, like, not too long ago. Like, what? But when I was, because, like, a lot could happen in 30 minutes, you know? A lot could happen in 24 hours. Anyways, I was going to say, oh, that's a side tangent. But I guess, in a way, you have potentially came here for that then. And at the same time, too, I don't want to, like, sometimes, especially if it's just, like, I guess, me talking out loud to this microphone, I would, and I don't know, I don't fully remember if I did that in like the previous podcast, the old iteration, the old me, how I would like flip-flop. I would like try to like stay on course to that like one topic, but then I would forget, like with sometimes I would forget that. And that's the thing too, that's why I kind of like, at least I feel like so far in this episode, like flip-flop between like different topics and then come back and then wherever, because I would like not maybe like force myself, but it's like, okay, I want to like stick to one topic at a time, but then I don't want to like, I guess, I don't want to like risk me not forgetting, like me forgetting what I wanted to say before that there. So then I go talk about that topic, and I don't want to, I feel like I did kind of like allow myself to do that there, like maybe not like allow myself, but like in a sense, like I did do that, but I don't want to like really like filter that, or at least filter it too much, you know. But wait, what was I said? I'm like, oh yeah, I want to do this at the, but then I don't want to filter myself, I don't want to forget, and here I am forgetting what I was previously talking about. But what was I saying before? Because I know I said, how I don't want to be, like, interrupting myself and then stick on that same course. Because for, like, I don't know, I feel like, in a sense, one could say that that's me with doing that there, you know? Like, I wanna, oh, yeah, with cutting out with, like, pauses. Because I was thinking I want to do, like, before I start recording this, I want to do, like, less of that in a way. Because I feel like that's, like, the beauty of podcasting is that I don't have to like be cutting out the pauses. Like I don't have to, like I feel like I don't like have to, or like one doesn't have to cut, unless if obviously if that's like the person's preference to like editing preference and listening preference to be like cutting out all the pauses. But I've been listening to more podcasts recently, like more than I tend to. I feel like in a way that sounds like if I like don't listen to any like podcasts or anything, but I do listen to podcasts, but I've just been listening to like more podcasts. I guess that's the thing as to why like I've been like kind of inspired again to start back podcasting, is because I've been listening to like more podcasts, and I guess like my creative juices have been flowing, and I want to see, but I guess they are like video podcasts, but I've wanted to hear more like podcasts where it's like with what I'm hoping to do, where I'm like talking more specifically with like writing and not like advice podcasts, or a podcast about giving writing advice, you know. I mean, maybe like writing advice will maybe make its way into my episodes, right? Or I guess if anyone's asking me for advice, if I do have any advice, then I will share it. But I don't, like, I want a podcast where it's like, what I guess in a way what I'm doing with, like, oh yeah, like a lifestyle podcast, but catered more towards writing. I know there's a lot of like YouTube videos, YouTube channels where like that's the case. Yeah, like I want to have like a podcast for that there. So, which is another reason why it has like inspired me with, like, if I'm not hearing it, right, not saying that they don't exist or anything, I haven't been able to, like, find them, I'm like, oh, well, might as well, or maybe not, like, might as well, but, like, I could be the one to do that podcast, you know. At the same time, I don't want to, like, bring myself out, too, because, like I said before, like, that's a thing that, like, I like doing the podcast. It's just sometimes, it's just, like, the ideas, because I'm, like, I feel like I don't have, It feels like if I'm, like, born, right? Like, it feels like I don't have anything to talk about. Yeah, I just hear that, too, like, in specifically with YouTube videos, with some YouTubers, they say that, like, they feel like what they're doing, like, what they're showing is, like, boring. But then, like, the audience thinks it's, like, really, like, interesting. And that the audience wants to see that. So I feel like, well, I mean, I'm not saying that like, oh yeah, everyone's been telling me to start the podcast because I'm like so interested in anything. I'm not saying that. I feel like I'm like born. I feel like it feels like a lot of times I'm like born, right? But I do want to give this podcast another shot. That sounds like bad somehow. Like, I want to do podcasting again. I want to see where it takes me. I liked doing it before. I kind of want, because like before too, I felt like I had to like fit specifically into like this certain, not necessarily behavior, but this certain like structure. Like, let's say like I have to have like an introduction music, or like I have to have like music in between my episodes, in between like each topic, right? But then like what I can say, like I skip around like talking about like these different things and like in the same like breath, right? So it's like it feels like it doesn't like fit with what, like with who I am, like with my personality. Like, I think that's the thing, that's that I'm not like, I need to see, but specifically like it, I feel like this sounds so obvious, I have to feel with specifically with like my personality, with like what I myself want, you know, and like what like I myself want to do and what I want to see. Like, I like those podcasts, like, yeah, I like listening to podcasts where it's like, welcome back to Who Said I'm Qualified, you know, for example. Like, I like that. Yeah, I like how, like, the person just, like, jumps right into the episode. Was like, yep, this is what happened today, XYZ, and then there's, like, no, like, introduction, and it's like, okay, that's the end of that, goodbye. Or maybe not, like, exactly like that. But, like, they just immediately start, you are, like, start off, and then they don't have any, like, music, like, segment music, or, like, anything like that there. And I like how some, with like some episodes or some podcasts, it's like, oh, if they jump in between like drastically like two different topics or whatever, that like what, it may like fade out, the audio may fade out, and then the next audio like comes back, you know, like fades in, I mean. So yeah, and I want to try like circling back, want to try with doing what I don't, wait, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, with the cutting out like the pauses, I kind of want to like try out with like not cutting out like all the pauses or anything, because like I do find too, like with sometimes like in terms of cutting out those pauses, that sometimes it like not like ruins, I mean for myself, not like from like my own editing, like in a sense like ruins with like the flow of everything, you know. Oh well, maybe the flow of everything is a bit extreme, but it like ruins it, kind of like the flow, because like it's like the two things that, like I'm saying comes like starts and ends like so close to each other, because like yeah duh, because like I cut out the pauses or like whatever. So like I want to try something different. Another thing too, with like, I don't want, like, even though I like the longer, because I like listening to like the longer podcasts, the longer episodes where it's like 50 plus minutes long, right? I don't know, something about it, like even though like 30 minutes, it's still like, it's 30 minutes, you know, like I said earlier, a lot can happen in 30 minutes. I prefer somehow, like, I feel like the 30 minutes are, like, so short. Even though I know it isn't, something about it feels, like, somehow really short. And at the same time, I don't want to, like, push myself too long to, like, force myself to, like, physically, like, force myself to do, like, hour plus long episodes if, like, first, I don't have anything to say, or, like, if I don't have much to say, and second, if it's, like, if I'm, like, overexerting myself. Yeah, I know. Oh, overexerting myself when I'm just talking to a microphone. Yeah, like, I think it's a lot of, like, I mean, if you're comparing it to, like, manual labor, you know, sitting in front of a computer screen talking behind a microphone, it's not that much manual labor. It's not even, like, the most, like, manual labor It was like right now, me holding up the microphone, like that's like the most manual labor I'm doing. And I, even then, it's not like if I'm like having my like hand in the air like for the full like 40 minutes, like that's, I've been recording for 40 minutes here. It's not like if I'm like holding up my hand for like the whole 40 minutes, it's like resting. So like, it's compared to like manual labor, this is anything, right? Yeah, like for at least I find personally talking to myself, which I guess I keep mentioning or like hopping on, talk to myself personally for like a full, like let's say 40 minutes straight basically, right? So it's like, well, I mean, I feel like this is coming off like if I'm complaining. I hope not, because I do actually like doing this and stuff. And for a podcast where I say like I want to like be talking about like writing and like stuff surrounding my writing, it feels like I haven't been talking much about my writing. So yeah, at the same time, it feels like I don't have much to say right now with like my writing, because I've been like writing like many days for this month alone. I've been like writing like this in the romance novel I'm working on. I've been writing like around 1,000+ words like most days. Yeah, there are some days where I write like quote unquote like only 200 words. The other day it felt like I was pulling teeth trying to get 1,000 words that day, like for the whole day. Like I think I quote unquote only got like 1,006 words, something like that day. Felt like I was pulling teeth, you know. But then I think it was not yesterday but the day before that, like I wrote like 2,000 something words, and then like those 2,000 words like flew by so quickly. Like it flew by like easily, not quickly. It felt easier to write those like 2,000 words than it did those 1,000 words. So, but then some days, like, writing 500 words, like, feels like pulling teeth, too, so, yeah, that's that with that there. I have, like, all these different writing projects. It feels like I've been taking so long working, like, I want to finish this book that I'm working on this month, but, like, so it's, like, towards the end of the month, so I don't think I'll be able to, like, I'm still, like, hoping, like, that would be finishing this book, this draft of this book, this month. But I don't know. I may have to push it till next month in August, Lord willing. But I don't want, I mean, I'll do it. Like, I've been working on this book since, like, January. And I know for some, it may not seem like a long time for me. It's a long time. I feel like I could have worked on, like, I could have drafted, like, 2 different books and maybe, like, a poetry collection. Like, I feel, I should be more specific. I feel like I could have, like, drafted, like, maybe, like, 2 novels. Maybe, or, like, maybe, like, a short story collection and, like, a novel in that time. And I could be working on, like, a third, another poetry collection. Or a poetry collection. But it's like, well, I want to tell this story. And I want to publish this story. So it's like, well, and I want this to be a good product, you know? So I want what I do to be a good product. I want it to have, show like a good, like, end result. So like, if it takes me like a whole year to do it, to work on like one novel, then it takes me the whole year to do it. At least I can say, like, playfully at the end that the product is something that, like, I'm pleased with. I would be, like, low-key, a little salty if, like, at the end of that, like, I don't like the book. Because I'm like, I spent all this time working on a book. Like, it feels like if I, like, wasted my year. But then, like, at the same time, it's like, well, I still improved my writing because, like, I spent, like, most of the year, like, writing consistently, right? So it's like, is it really a waste of time? No. It just, in a sense, would feel like it, because it's like, well, and I'm, like, not publishing it, like, or, like, doing anything with it after, you know? But, like, not saying that, like, you know, right, because I'm, like, still writing. I'm not saying that, like, oh, not because I publish, not because I didn't publish a thing is wasted or anything. Like, it just feels like I wasted the time if I, like, didn't publish that thing, right? But, like, I know it's still, like, it adds up, like, it helps me improve my craft. It helps me improve with, I guess, in a way, I think it's accountability, but, like, I know that, like, when I say, like, with my writing, for example, if I'm, like, okay, I want to write today, I know I will write today, but it still helps with, like, going towards that. Like, it helps in more ways, you know? And then even then, it helps with me with, like, seeing, like, okay, this is what I want to, like, work on. This is what I want to, like, think, like, if, like, halfway down, like, I don't know if it makes any sense with that, but I guess it's like, oh, like, if I thought that, like, I like to work on that one thing, but then I'm, like, finished, and then I'm, like, reflecting, and I'm, like, I actually don't like working that genre, but, like, I just did it just to, like, finish the book, or, like, just to say that, like, I wrote that book, like, I wrote, let's say, a literary fiction, you know, because I did start writing a literary fiction thing, and I do want to come back to it, but it's not on the list of priorities, because I switched it for this romance book that I'm now working on, so I don't know if I particularly like romance. No, I like writing romance. I don't know if I particularly like writing literary fiction, but I do want to, like, come back to that story, though. But, like, so it's not, like, on the list, my, like, top list of priorities that, like, I want to write. I have, like, so many other books on my priority list that, like, I want to write. But then again, I think this is kind of, like, I think this other book I do that I have is literary fiction. I think you would classify it as literary fiction. I don't know, but I had the idea for, like, years, and, like, I'll kind of at the same time, even though I'm coming up with, like, all these new book ideas and, like, these new books I want to work on, I still have some old, I think it's just one, I guess two, books that, like, I want to, like, finish with. I have more than two. I'm saying that, like, it's, like, a bad thing. I have, like, books that I want to, like, at the same time, like, old books that, like, I want to start, like, writing, like, work, or, like, continue working on, because this romance book, it's actually a book that I had since, like, 2023, and I haven't, like, worked on it. Like, I came up with the idea and stuff then, but I haven't, like, worked on it, like, since, like, I think since, like, late 2023, and I, like, it was under, like, a previous name that I had on it, but then it was only recently when I decided to, like, change the name, and it feels like a whole new book. Like, I wrote, like, the first, quote-unquote, like, first draft was, like, 105,000 words, but the thing is, that wasn't even, like, the half of the book, and then I realized, like, nope, I want to start working on draft two right now, so I started working on that there, and then, like, because I knew at that time, I wanted to change the name of the book, and then there was, like, all these other different things that I wanted to change about the, well, maybe not all these different things, but it was, like, enough things that I wanted to change to where I was, like, yep, this is the right decision for me to do, and I think, I still think that was the right decision for me to do for that project, was to, like, start on draft two in the middle of draft one, and I still, like, it's not like if, like, all the stuff that I wrote, like, gone to waste, right? Kind of like what we were talking about earlier, it hasn't, like, gone to waste. The stuff that, like, I wrote, there's, like, 105,000 words, still, like, made, so, or maybe not, like, all, because now it's, like, I have to check back. I think it's, like, 56,000 words now. And, like, I'm basically up at, like, where I was previously at, you know. Wait, I'm just bringing up the documents so that I can share more with like the word counts, like the accurate word counts and stuff. So the previous draft was 105,673 words, and the new draft is 63,084 words, and that's like what like I'm not like exactly like I'm on the I would say the last like full chapter. I'm on the last like full chapter of draft one, so I'm like I did cut out like a lot of words, and I started, I think the problem was where I started the draft, because like I remember thinking like, oh yeah, I want to give like all this like backstory with like the characters. I want to show more with like what these characters were doing like before they met each other, right? But like first, like I thought that was like, oh yeah, the point of the story, right? But I'm like, nah, that isn't like, this is a romance, we're coming in for the romance. So it's like I had to like kind of like move things up, right? So like that, I feel like that was like one of the main things as to how like I cut so many words. So yeah, like I feel like with just like the word count alone kind of shows, because I was like, when at the previous draft I was like, oh yeah, like when I was like around like 50,000 words, I was like, oh yeah, this is fine, like I like quote unquote nothing to worry about, even though it was nothing to worry about anyways. And then when I got to 100,000 words, I'm like, I'm not even halfway done. I started to think maybe I should, you know, think about like, should I start a new draft 2 and stuff. And then yeah, that's basically how we got here. I didn't write a lot of words today, in terms of that there. But yesterday I wrote over 2,000 words. Today I've written over 600 words, at least right now. I'm hoping to get to write more words before like my day ends, but I'm not too sure. I would be happy if I get, I'm happy that I got over 600 words today. I'll be happier if like I get 1,000 words, but I'm like, at the same time, if I don't get 1,000 words, that's also okay. So I guess I'm okay either way. So yeah, I've been talking for almost 53 minutes now. So yeah, I'm excited for this. Like I don't know like how often too I'll be like how regularly I'm gonna be uploading. Like I don't have like an upload schedule. I literally just like I essentially turned on my microphone and started recording. Well, that's just a simplified version of how things went. Like a very much so simplified version of how things went. I just turned my microphone and started talking, and then I'm like, oh well, I'll see how things go. Which is why I do hope this better be making it like me to me, this better be making it as a episode. I think this is gonna be the first episode of Who Said I'm Qualified. It feels like I'm like, oh well, I don't know. Wait, let me take a sip of water. Yeah, so I feel like I'm having, like, I don't know if it's like the like excitement in general of things. I think it's partially like the excitement of like everything, and like how, like, I think part of the reason, like, I like this name, Who Said I'm Qualified. I think it's, like, funny. Then again, I think I'm hilarious. Like, I think I'm, like, the funniest person ever. I feel like a lot of people say that about themselves, that they think they're, like, the funniest person ever. And then, yeah, I am one of those people who do indeed think that they're the funniest person ever. So yeah, I will leave links in the description box. Playfully, I'll remember, with like my website and social media and whatever else I want to link in the description box. Which reminds me, I think I may want to do some creative stuff with that there, in the sense of like, because I know with some podcasts, like the episodes, oh, I have to change the description. But what description do I have before with like the previous? Because it's like, it's not like if I'm like deleting the podcast and then like starting a whole new one. I guess I don't have to delete the episodes. I want to delete the episodes. Like, I have like the episodes like saved and all that there, right? I do want to delete the episodes though, and I know like take time for stuff to like change out, with like the title and what else, not the audio script, the cover art and all that jazz. Okay, so the description is, Angela Linton likes to think she has a lot to say, so she has a whole podcast telling people what she has to say. I think I may keep that, unless I would come up with something, like, funnier than that there. I think I may keep that there. I think I need to change, like, with the tags that I have, like, for this episode, for this podcast, because I have, like, books and fiction, because, like, that's what I talk about, but I think I need to change that there, like the tags for that there too. And yeah, wait, oh yeah, because I know some people with some podcasts, like in the description, they have like, oh yeah, like a summary of what that episode is about, like, oh, in this episode we talk about this other thing. Sometimes it's like, I was thinking maybe to have like a synopsis, like of like a book sort of thing, like, except for a podcast, and except like rather it being like, I don't know, less than 100 words, it'd be like 50 words, you know, like a much shorter synopsis, like if I'm comparing it to a book, right? Or like comparing it either to synopsis like the back of the book or like the description page with like on Amazon or like wherever else you buy your books, a book that like so like, oh, where the that page may be like have a longer description, may have like a long description compared to like the synopsis or whatever. One thing about podcasting is that seeing that you just, well, me, I'm just like talking, just talking, I get thirsty, like my lips, I'm like thirsty, which is why I had to take another sip of my girl water, which by the way, I know we're like almost an hour in, but if you guys haven't had a sip of water or haven't drank today, let's take a sip together. I don't know if you can hear that or anything, but I guess I'll see when I'm editing this here. But I'm like so excited with this. Like, I'm like, ooh, this is, I don't know, I feel like more excited with this here. I'm like, I just like started recording, which I guess sometimes for some like projects, I'm not like saying for like every single project that like you just like jump and like immediately do it, right? Like some things require, some things I think should be planned. Some things like, oh, if you want, like, I don't know, I don't even know, like, I'm like banking on examples. Like, some things I feel like could be planned, like, I don't know, like for me, I feel like I'm more of a pantser, or like a discovery, somebody said discovery writer, than I am a planner. Yeah, I know, like, with my books, that like, or like my short stories, that like, and even my poems, that like, yep, this, I have an idea, so like, what I want to write, you know, so like, if that's like, even with that there, I had like some planning, like I'm doing like something before, you know. And I like how the name of, like, I think stuff like in general, like with the podcast, right, like with this like new podcast, I had the name before like I officially even stenciled on if it should be like a website or if it should be a podcast, you know, because I'm like, I feel like, because for me, I find that when I have the name for something, I'm like more excited to work on that thing because which is why I like come up with the names first, like whether it's the name of a character, like the main character, the name of the book, the name whatever, or like whatever, I have the name. And I'm like, if I don't have the name, let's say for my book, that I can't, like, it's like, oh, I can't do anything else, you know, I can't, right, I can't do anything else. I have to have the name of that project first, and then that, the name of that helps me get, like, helps get me more excited. And sometimes I do, like, a mock, like, cover, like, a mock, like, oh, yeah, if it's, like, a podcast, if it's a podcast, do that, like, mock cover art with the podcast name, and then I'm like, ooh, well, like, I'm like, I get myself like more excited about the thing, you know. But it's kind of late in the day as to like when I'm recording this here. I'm like now kind of like getting like a little sleepy and tired. But my energy is like up, you know, because I'm like I keep saying, I'm like so excited for this now. Well, I'm even more excited. I guess I don't know because I've had an hour. We're not over an hour. And I guess, like, with the changes that I want to do, I want to add, like, more, like, humor in it. With my podcast title, like, with the Who Sam Qualified, and, like, with, like, I don't know, with the stuff that I'm saying, and, like, not, like, putting on an act. I don't know. But I feel, like, more, like, I find having, I recently discovered that, like, I like having, like, with my title, with the book that I'm working on, that is, like, more, like, humorous, more on the funny, like, lighthearted side, and I am, like, loving it. So, I am, like, 99% sure that the title isn't, this new title isn't going to change, but, I mean, there's always, like, a possibility that the title is going to change, you know? There's, because I'm only in the drafting stages, so there is, like, a small possibility that I could change, but I am, like, 99% sure that this title is not going to change. So, yeah. I am excited for you guys to read my poetry collection, Bandages and Bullet Wounds. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm excited for you guys to, read that there, see the cover, see what I've been hard at work on. So I am excited. But I think I'm gonna leave it here. I was gonna be like, oh, I think I'm gonna leave it here. I don't know if this is actually gonna be like what, like the, I guess like what I wanted, in terms of this being an hour long, like when I'm finished editing it, because I've been recording for, I guess technically over an hour, because it's been an hour and now gone 3 minutes. So I don't know if like the editing with that there, I don't think, part of me wants to start editing this tonight, but like at the same time, part of me like does not want to do that, and I just want to like do other stuff. But I will see. I'm not making any promises that I'll keep y'all updated with that there, because I don't know, like, with, because I am planning, at least as of right now, I'm thinking, yes, how, like, continue, have another podcast episode, like, record another podcast episode, have this continue, right? At least as of right now. But I'm not promising anything. That's my intention, because I don't want to say, like, oh, yeah, this, I'm going to do, like, this, and then it doesn't happen. My intention is to, I'm saying, like, two different things. My intention is to record another podcast episode for this podcast. I would like to do it, but I want to also sleep on it too. So I'm like, I think I want this. I want to post this too. I want to do that rebrand. I feel like an hour, like after an hour of recording this, I'm like kind of like pretty certain that I want this to be released into the world, released into the audio world, you know. So pretty searching for that there. So yeah, I'm just, even with like the previous iteration, I feel like it's like awkward, at least for me, with like ending off like a podcast episode. I don't know why, I find it easier like starting off a podcast episode, because it's like I can just like talk, start talking. I'm like, okay, like I can just be like, yep, today has been a difficult day or whatever, like whatever mood I'm in or whatever. But like ending it, it's like, this is the impression I'm leaving you guys on. And I guess the same with the introduction, or like the start of the episode. It's like, well, that's like what, that's the impression I'm giving, like introducing you guys to, you know? So it is like both of something, but just like ending it though feels more like, I feel like there's more pressure to it, but it could just be me overthinking the thing. I don't know, but please feel free to let me know if, but then again, I'm not planning on this being like a YouTube video or anything, because yeah, I'm not planning on uploading it to YouTube, which I guess I'll have to see, because it did have a YouTube channel with, I guess I could change the name with that there and stuff, but I am not making any promises with the YouTube part. So I guess I could upload it to, that's the thing, because I think I was going to do that there with like the previous iteration of my podcast or whatever, with like uploading it to my, like to my YouTube channel, which I think I'll have to think about it. If I remember, I'm not making any promises too with that there too, that like I'll be uploading it to YouTube, like the audio to YouTube, because I don't have like a video podcast or anything, so I don't know if this will go on to my YouTube channel or what. But I guess maybe by the time y'all hear this, y'all may have an answer. I don't know, not making any promises on that front either. But yeah, I'm gonna end this episode off here. Thank you guys if y'all stayed to the end of this. Thank you guys. Even thank you if you did stay to the end of this. But I guess if you didn't, then you won't be hearing my thank you. Anyways, either way, thank you guys for listening to this podcast episode, Who Say I'm Qualified. And I hope that y'all will hear me next time. I don't even know how to. I should have just ended it off there. I should have just been like, thank you guys for listening to, I guess, another podcast, another episode of Who Sound Qualified, but this is like the first episode of this rebrand. I feel like I keep saying that there. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Who Sound Qualified, and yeah.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.